It's a trap, you walk right into the hate. All over a new king, that's face is just replaced. It's all the same, used to be ruled by force. And no matter who it is, he'll still carry on the torch. Just a lie, cheat, steal, half of what you make. Taxation is theft, it's time to vacate the state. Newsflash, all your cash is an IOU from killers who really do steal from you. Inflation is a weapon used by every nation who says that they're saving the world through lies. And they disguise and pass off as bravery. Well, I got news, debt is slavery. It don't matter who's madder, a new master don't matter. When they both want the same, the state don't play no games. They got you trying to survive and put you on sides and ready to kill each other. That's conquer and divide. It's all for show, all for hyper control.
That's it. This pandemic lockdown hasn't really changed much of my life, boy.
And we're back, and there was an episode of Buns and Tubs. We're here with you on a Wednesday night. Unforeseeable for circumstances, I moved the podcast back one day. That was on my side of things.
Mine too. It was all kid-related.
But you know, you can't, in this weird time, you can't take...
Tumultuous times.
You can't take anything for granted, you know?
Yeah.
Because my son had a fever last night. A rather large fever, and it concerned me. But with normal over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, he's right as rain. You know, he has type 1 diabetes, so sometimes he just gets random fevers, and then it just goes away.
What does that have to do with diabetes?
I don't know. It just happens to him sometimes. And, you know, but the thing is, it's like one of those things where this has happened to me probably, I don't know how many times, but this time I freaked the fuck out.
Yeah.
You know, because he has a compromised immune system anyways, so he kind of falls into that category of with the boomers and whatnot, where the only people that really get affected by it are his type.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, and I was like, I called you last night and I was like, you know, I don't think we were going to do a night show last night, but I was like, I don't think we need to be doing that.
To wait this one out.
Yeah. Let me see what happens. But he woke up this morning perfectly fine.
I'm pretty sure anybody that's listened to our shows in the last 6 months knows that we both had it already.
True.
I even made a joke about it before it was even like news. Like, I've never felt this way. I can't fucking breathe.
Well, you know, the thing is, that is a theory that it went around already. We just didn't know it.
Right.
You know,
late to the party.
But other than that, the thing is like, there's really, like, here's the problem is, like, when it comes to doing a conspiracy podcast / current events news podcast, is that everything and basically everything newsworthy right now is connected to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Like, it's impossible not to talk about. It's such a big, impactful thing right now going on that it's impossible to talk about anything else.
Well, I mean, we could talk about the aspects they're not talking about, like the fact that it's a planned pandemic.
Well, I mean, how about the fact that, I mean, we have, if this was a test to see how much they could get away with.
We failed.
Like, we failed miserably. Like, I mean, on our end, they succeeded.
Yeah.
Mission accomplished. They have taken away everything.
These fucking idiots will let us do whatever we want.
That we are. I mean, we, you know, our entire, like, for, well, here's the thing. It's like you said when the show started, hasn't really affected your life. And I can say the same thing about mine because I'm a shut-in homebody.
Yeah.
You know, so I rarely go out to restaurants and I rarely go anywhere.
My normal anxiety is a lot lower than it normally is because now everyone gets to feel the way I felt all the time.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You know.
No longer the minority.
You know, and both of us still have to go to our job because we are considered, quote unquote, essential.
Not on the payroll.
No, not in the payroll way, but we are, quote unquote, essential.
Yeah.
So we both still have to go to work.
Sadness must be produced in the factory at all times.
Uh-huh.
It's fine. I like how they're doing a lot of things with this. They're talking about you know, bringing about a digital dollar. We talked about that a long time ago, that maybe one of the theories behind the Trump presidency was that he was the Federal Reserve boy and that he was going to be their pick so that he could inevitably destroy them. And this stimulus package, all the money he's trying to suck out of the Fed, he's trying to make it look like, oh, the Fed system's got to fail. So then they bring about a digital currency.
Yeah. And that, and like, you know, what's crazy to me is that and I think I said it right, like when we were inside still, it's amazing what people are willing to give up for a couple thousand dollars.
It's kind of gross.
For real. Like, you know, I don't want to hear a single fucking word because every conservative individual I know, right, who claims fuck socialism, collectivism, all that other shit, but is like lining up like a baby bird.
Mm, my food.
And bitching and moaning because Congress won't pass that bill. You're just as bad. And in fact, you are, in fact, a socialist. I hate to give you that news.
Hold up the mirror to yourself and check out that Chinese flag waving.
Because all that talk about, you know, responsibility and, you know, taking care of one's own just completely goes out the door when you're just taking out handouts like that.
Sounding like a fucking welfare recipient. Yeah. Waiting on the first.
Getting sad because they haven't figured out how they're going to give you all that money.
Yeah.
You know, now don't get me wrong. It's not like I'm going to, I don't consider myself a hypocrite. I don't care either way. They could either give me the money or not give me the money.
Yeah, it's going to spend in either firearms, lead, or silver one way or another.
Yeah, yeah. I plan on putting that money directly towards what I feel would be best, because right now the money still spends, so I will use it on things that I feel like are worth, in the grand scheme, more than that money itself.
Imagine what the silver will be worth after the dollar collapses.
Exactly. We talked about that on the last show and the show before that as well.
I feel like a lot of things that are happening right now are things we've been talking about for the past year, off and on. Talking about Bill Gates' punk ass with his idea for a digital mark or some sort of a chip to allow us entrance into places based on the fact that whether or not we got a shot. Forced vaccinations, the whole downing the Fed for their next step whenever they're ready with the digital currency that they could track on the blockchain.
Yeah,
these are all old topics. They're all just playing out now in society.
Well, then you have, like, there is news, but like I said, everything virtually newsworthy revolves around COVID-19. I mean, there's the fact that a bunch of congressmen had their dudes and their family members and stuff sell away all their stocks.
Yeah, after a meeting?
They were briefed in a meeting about what was about to happen. Didn't Martha Stewart go to prison for basically the same thing?
For a lot less, actually.
Yeah. Because I would think that would be considered insider trading.
Well, yeah. I would say it's felonious.
So
they profited off of.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say that the left does bring up a good point with that, is that any conservative individual that did this, who put stocks over human life, you're a hypocrite and your whole pro-life stance is garbage and you're a garbage person.
I would say that before I go after all those leftists with the same guillotine, I would use it on that conservative boy first.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all gross.
Is it because they're more dangerous?
Well, it just offends me. Triggered.
Yeah.
If you will. Boogaloo's back on the menu.
Yeah.
They're shutting down gun shops.
I saw that.
Some of the gun shops on the private side are actually in Ohio here, maybe nationwide, are making you buy a firearm in order to buy ammunition.
Well, it's like with this.
They can get it too.
With this whole stimulus bill that they just passed, I guess, the Senate again and going to the House again, the Democratic plan that they tried to get off the ground was like a crate. Like, don't get me wrong, I don't care for either one of them, right? Because the whole giving everybody money and then expecting people to pay it back and all that other shit. You're literally giving people money they've already put into a system.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hadn't have taken that money in the first place, people wouldn't be in these dire straits.
I can't wait to see what it does to the economy.
So
we're headed for a global restructuring of wealth.
That's kind of, it seems like we're, a lot of it's heading. That's the thing. Like, it's been pushing towards. Now, here's the thing, though. It's like they've given up their position on old globalism, right? The model that they sought for, 70 years is starting to go down the tubes because of this. They've watched it just, like, crumble. Now, all of a sudden, borders matter again.
Yeah. It seemed like a last ditch effort for globalism, but if you think about it, the way everyone's reacting, this is not going to help globalism at all.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I think what they're going to try to do is they're going to refocus efforts to create some sort of new version of globalism, in the understanding that, like, why care about borders and laws and things like that? Because as far as they're concerned, as long as they get us all on the same currency, all on the same money.
Mm.
That they control, nothing else matters. The money is the only thing that matters.
It'll still be nationalized in the way that, like, you have a dollar, but really it's just a filter with which you see the digital currency. It's all the same.
Yeah. And plus, you know, to get the, you know, what was Agenda 2020 and Agenda 2030 off the ground, it would make it a hell of a lot easier to standardize world currency, because then you would be able to control who's getting it, where it's coming from, how much you can get, and how much it's worth.
And they can use that Chinese-style social crediting system, so that if you piss off the government, And you just turn off your card. Well, see, or that's, your fucking chip.
And that's the thing, though, too, because we, I don't know if we talked about this on the last show, but a lot of company, here's the thing, like, it's some weird nexus, because, like, I get there's something going on and it's killing old people, so we need to take exception, right? But there's a difference between what I feel like should be legislated and what should just be consciously done from a moral standpoint. Now, companies and grocery stores and things like that are doing senior hours. Before anybody else is allowed in, it's old people first.
Hours for the vulnerable.
Hours for the vulnerable, right? During this time of pandemic. Okay. Now, that's under the understanding that this is actually a true pandemic, and I'll get to that here in a minute.
Plandemic.
We'll call it plandemic. I like that word. That being said, I think it's a good idea if this is all valid, right? But that's the problem, if it's all valid. Now, I've asked this question to multiple people throughout the last week to try to, like, because, you know, like, you start to get an inkling or an idea and you want to, like, fish people's minds and be able to, like, dissect something to try to glean just to get an answer, or maybe someone sees another side to something, so then you can see it from their perspective and be like, okay, well, maybe that idea was trash.
Help me broaden my horizons.
Yeah, so, and that's what I do. Like, if I begin to question something, and it started with, I was just curious.
Like a cat.
I remember the last big flu thing that happened was in 2009, and that was H1N1, swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking stuff up about the swine flu, because I was curious about what exactly, how many people contracted it, how many people died from it, and yada, yada, yada. Okay. So then I saw that. But then, like, I started to, like, question what I was seeing, because with the swine flu, and mind you, I just know this off the top of my head because I memorized the numbers for the U.S., mm-hmm. right? I think I could maybe ballpark the global numbers, but I know the U.S. is by heart. So in the U.S., you had 60.8 million people contract H1N1.
Mm-hmm.
You had nearly 13,000 people die from H1N1.
Yeah.
Okay. This is just in the U.S. So I just pulled up the sick map on Drudge Report, and right now, this is confirmed, we have 467,594 cases confirmed of COVID-19 globally. Total deaths, 21,181. Now, like I said, I'm spitballing this, because I can't remember exact numbers off the top of my head. The thing about H1N1 is we can't pin things down enough, because a lot of the world did not have the preparations to be able to know how many deaths occurred, right? So, you know, you look at a country like the U.S., I feel like it's probably a little more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But, and you could look this up, the estimates worldwide for how many people contracted H1N1 is in the billion. They estimate about it in the billions. 1.5 billion people contracted H1N1. And death rate is so, there's such a big gap because, like I said, there's so many people they don't know.
Right.
But they estimate anywhere from 250 to 750,000 people died from H1N1.
Oh my God.
Now, anybody that was an adult or close to adulthood back in 2009, like myself and my podcasting partner here, try to remember back to 2009. And you remember swine flu, right? You remember H1N1. But do you remember any kind of response to it like we've seen with COVID-19?
Never. Not a one time.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
So then I began to ask myself again, why? Because you look at the cases, it's not really that crazy, right? Yeah. And the whole world is locked down already. So be under the assumption that in less than a month, we will have flattened the world curve for this, right?
And the world economy.
So if we've already flattened the curve for this, or beginning to flatten the curve, that means we're at almost over the hill, right? So let's assume that on the other side of the hill, you have to match what you already have. That would mean that we would have just around 1 million cases of COVID and about 42,000 deaths on the other side of the curve.
Worldwide. So okay. A fraction of H1N1.
And when we say fraction, that is Jesus Christ. You're talking about less than 1% of the contraction that you're talking about with H1N1.
There's two more viruses going around too, and H5N1. So three total viruses in China right now also. Yeah.
You nearly matched, like, by that logic, you've nearly matched the amount of cases confirmed of COVID with the cases of death from H1N1.
Yeah. And so basically they're doing this for another reason.
Yeah. And you know, here's the thing, like, I've talked to multiple people this week. A lot more people are waking up to the whole Q thing. And I'm going to say this now. We probably have listeners that like Q and all that stuff.
Quite a few.
But I'm not a Q fan. I've come to that conclusion simply because the Q fans are under the assumption that COVID is a smokescreen.
Well, the way I'd actually talked to Orion about it, okay. And he said, I thought I told you, I don't remember. Mm-mm. But basically, like, he's on the same page we are. He doesn't think that the Q had anything to do with releasing it. He thinks that it was a deep state ploy. And he said, even if it was Q, fuck him. Basically, okay. Whoever put this out.
Okay, so at least we're on the same page with that. So anybody in the Q crowd that says, but that's the thing, though. There are people in the Q crowd that are saying that this is part of the plan. Trust right. the plan, right? Anybody that's a part of that, you are a you know, as far as I'm concerned, you are part of the problem.
A psychopath enabler.
Yeah. You are aiding and abetting murderers.
Yeah.
Because innocent people have died.
Gotta break some eggs, you know?
To create a smokescreen. Now, first of all, here's the thing. If your whole mission in the first place was to take down a deep state ball and take down this group that does torture and kill innocent people.
Kids.
Yeah. How are you going to justify, like, the end, the means don't justify the ends with this, people? Do you not understand that? Like, I don't want to live under any regime that uses humans as fodder
right.
for their own devices.
Isn't it interesting to you, though, that all these people that are supposedly a part of this pedophilia are getting this shit, and they're, like, going into quarantine?
Well, you know, that's the theory, is that with the Q crowd, also, go back to them again, that they're not actually, they don't actually have COVID-19. It's just them, they're using it as a ploy because they're under house arrest already.
I saw that pedophile Prince Andrew got it.
Charles got it.
Charles, that's what I meant. Sorry, yeah. So many royalty.
Yeah, so it does many make royal you, pedophiles. It does make you wonder, though, because you got to think, like, these dudes got their own doctors, like personal physicians.
And they're not around people that have this shit.
Yeah, like, I just don't understand. Like, because you see a lot of it. And the thing is like, I feel like it's a lot of it has to do with the whole celebrities getting it, or celebrities self-isolating as a propaganda thing. To show, like, hey, even celebrities are going to self-isolate. And yeah, they're self-isolating in their 20-room houses. Like, eat a bag of dicks on that one. Like, fuck yourself.
Another weird thing that jives. I don't want to make it about Q. Play with this ball.
Yeah. It's the contemplation ball.
Yeah, I'm contemplating. Mm-hmm. So Ellen was one of the people that was listed on this pedophile list. She had on Alec Baldwin because she's gone. She's missing.
Yeah.
She's sick, or she's in house arrest, or wherever the fuck she is. She had Alec Baldwin do her show. He did a part or a segment where he showed these innocent pictures of children. I'm like, oh, everybody's laughing. But they're kids touching Disney characters inappropriately. He starts off by saying, like, look, we went to Disneyland or Disney World or whatever, and this is how many times it took us to get a good family photo. And then he's like, now we have some awkward photos of children. And then they're, like, laughing, like, oh, Mickey's getting his dick touched.
Yeah.
Oh, the princess is getting her titty grabbed. Just a fucking slew of these pictures, right? Mm-hmm. It's like they're putting it in our face with this shit. I even saw another one where the lady that was on there yesterday had ties on Twitter to saying things like, how many seconds or how many minutes does it take to burn a baby in a microwave? And she said, I don't know. I close my eyes when I masturbate.
Who said that?
I'll have to look it up.
Okay, so
it's some famous bitch.
The thing is
there is no doubt in my mind that these people are pedophiles. I'm going to put the contemplation
back. I think we talked about this before, long ago, you know, and I know Mark Passio has talked about it, is that the way they get away with what they do is by telling us everything that they do.
The way they don't suffer karma from it.
Yeah.
Because we don't fight back.
They suffer no cosmic rebound. Because the way I look at it, if you look at it from a natural law standpoint, if I sat here and told you right now, I'm going to punch you in the face in 3 seconds.
And I sit here for 3.5 seconds.
And I blap you.
It's my fault.
It's your fault because you sat there for 3 seconds. Now, the thing is, though, and like people, here's the thing, though. They're not telling us in plain English what they're doing. They're using symbol and code. But here's the thing, though. And this goes back to Hermes Trismegistus. There is nothing. I told this to somebody the other day. I was like, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
I was like, all the knowledge of the world is already out there. I was like, the problem is that you have to search it out for yourself and learn this language and learn this code. And then the thing is once you start learning this language and code, everything changes. It's like putting on the glasses and they live. Like,
you see it everywhere. And they laugh. They laugh while they give it to you. I don't know. Part of me hopes, we've talked about this countless times, but I don't believe the Q thing. I'd love to. I have hope, but I won't hold my breath.
I'd say it's a 60-40 split between real and a LARP.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot lines up with it, but I guess I'm just been...
Well, that's the thing, though.
So invested in so many things over so many years that I just can't do it again.
Like, but here's the thing, though. Like, have they ever been right about something that hadn't happened yet?
I mean, there's a lot of coincidences.
Well, but, you know, like we said, we know there's no such thing as coincidence, right?
But it's either real or it's a highly effective psyop.
Well, that's the thing, though. I kind of put it in the same place where, it might seem like there's been some coincidences that they got some things right. But at the same time, like, couldn't this be chalked up to, what was that dude's name that used to talk to ghosts? What was his name? He's a douchebag. Used to talk to dead people's relatives.
The one that like read the crowd and had the crowd mic'd up.
He would do cold readings.
Yeah, I forget that dude. I know you're talking about,
though. John something. He was a douche.
Anyways, John Douchington.
What if they're just doing something similar John Edwards? To that? It's like John Edwards, yeah. What if they're just doing that? And it's just like a LARP. They put cryptic things out there because they've never on the record. They've never been straight dead on. It's like Nostradamus' predictions. You know what I mean? Like, he never said. I mean, he came close for a few things. That's the thing. There is some scary shit with Nostradamus.
Yeah.
But like, take somebody else that, you know, people have claimed was able to tell the future. You know, you use a lot of hyperbole and stuff like that, and say, oh, well, a great cataclysm is going to come. You know, in the age of Aquarius or what have you, and it's going to change the world. That could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you want to believe it. So when it does happen and something happens, you're like, oh shit, they were right.
Well, I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that it's true. I hope that, I hope the best.
I do and I don't, because
I'll be the first one to come on here and apologize if that's the case.
The thing about the whole Q thing is that, Like I said, let's go back to what some of them believe, and that's that they started COVID-19 in order to use it as a smokescreen to get their shit off.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
Well, regardless of if it's Q or not, there is a number of things that it could be. One thing you have to ask yourself is, what are they about to do? Because they've got all of our attention focused in the same area. They don't have us subverted in tribalism and fucking sports. All that shit's gone. Hollywood's about to run out of movies. Porno's going straight solo.
And the thing is that a lot of people are interpreting what's going on in different ways, too. Because, like, you have, like, super religious people who think, like, this is truly some sort of God plague. Because, like, I saw a meme about it the other day. Somebody posted it, and they're like, this is a plague. Basically, I can't remember the exact quotation, but it said, this is a plague from God because we had begun to worship false idols.
And he took the false idols away.
So he took away the sports. He took away the entertainment. He took away the media. He took away all the things that we were worshiping before. I mean, that sounds like a John Edwards cold read to me.
The only
do religious people say that every time there's a plague?
Like, yeah.
Every time there's a pandemic.
The only Christian memes that I'll accept are the ones with smoking Jesus.
Yeah.
Where it's like, God, are they still licking each other's assholes? Jesus, yes. God, send more COVID. And Jesus is like smoking that cigarette.
And the thing is, it's like, you know, I saw another meme where it was in a Roman Catholic church and there was an empty basin. It's usually where they keep holy water. It was empty. And there was a note in it that said, to refrain from spreading COVID-19, we will not be filling the basin.
Must not be all that holy.
And then, someone put a meme that said, and it's like, in a way, I kind of feel bad because it's like, this is people's faith, and I don't like poking fun at faith, you know that. But it's like, when even you have to admit that your fake God water doesn't really do anything, like,
Why don't we
it's
just...
It's kind of sad, though, for real, though, because, like, you think about how much energy and time people put into something like that. It's like how they're closing the churches down and stuff, like, especially, like, in Italy. You have these deeply religious people that are probably not getting read their last rites now. Right. Or, like, being refused confession, who truly, truly believe that if they do not confess to a priest, they are going to hell.
Well, I mean...
And I kind of feel sad for them.
To be fair, the Pope did come out a while ago and say that hell was a Catholic creation.
Well, that's also a globalist pope. But then again, what pope hasn't been a globalist pope?
Who was it? Somebody did a... Somebody did a prediction with all these popes. Some of the predictions were eerily spot on. But one I find the most interesting is that this is the last pope.
Well, here's the thing. I've also heard that... because, you know, the guy before him stepped down and didn't die. He stepped down.
Was that Palpatine?
Yeah, he kind of did look like Pope Benedict.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pope Palpatine.
Yeah. He stepped down. Now, supposedly, this next one is talking like he's going to do the same thing. That it's going to start a new trend where popes don't hold the office forever. They leave after X amount of years. And they don't die in the office.
Well, more power to pedophile motherfucker.
Leave. But then, what are you replacing with another pedophile?
I mean, fuck him, man.
He spends so much time, you know, getting dressed in his papal robes, he doesn't have time to molest children anymore, you know?
I did see that funny-ass article from The Onion that had the Pope looking all serious, and it said, during this time of crisis with the coronavirus, we ask that all popes refrain from molesting children. You know? at least if this is like what Tobin sent me earlier on TikTok, where a time traveler comes back, and he's like, what year is it?
Yeah.
Dude's like, 2020, and he's like, Is the disease affecting the bodies yet? Like, the immune system?
No.
The bodies.
The bodies.
Like, if that's what this really is, and at least we died doing what we love, and that's memeing.
Well, I gotta tell you, you know, the one thing is that, like, I'm gonna try to get a little positive here for a minute. You know, all things considered, considering what we're, as Americans, and what people are dealing with all over the world are dealing with right now, I think, like, it's times like this you see the best and the worst. Yeah, you know, the worst being motherfuckers buying $800 worth of toilet paper they're never going to use.
Right.
And leaving the rest of us to fucking...
Take a shower.
Start using guinea pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, or take a shower.
Or wrinkled puppies.
Yeah, exactly. I just got a wrinkled puppy.
Yeah, just made acquaintance.
Might have to put a picture of him on our Instagram page.
I pet it and I was like, why are my hands got shit all over them?
But other than that, though, you have seen... people doing good, you know what I mean, and people trying to extend hope to one another that this is going to be over soon, and that we're, you know, the government's not going to basically keep that stranglehold that they have on us right now.
Sounds good.
I feel like, at the very least, even if it's not a permanent stranglehold, they've at least choked us out a little bit to let us know who's daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, there's so much strain on the global economy right now that we're in for a decent ride one way or another. Whether this punk-ass virus or whatever it is, shit can't stand anymore.
I tell you what sucks is that when it does finally lift back up at least a little bit, it's going to be impossible to go out to a restaurant anyways, because people are going to be constantly... people are just going to explode. And then it's probably going to come into a second wave that happened in South Korea.
I mean, fuck, you only got 3 months of summertime.
Yeah.
See that Dr. Berg article I sent you this morning?
Mm-mm.
It just goes to show that they're not being truthful about all these lockdowns, because it's like they did a study in South Korea on this shit where every degree in temperature that you go up and every amount of humidity that goes up, you can literally watch the downtrend of the infectivity of this virus.
Hmm.
So by the time summer hits, especially in Ohio, basically he said the cure for COVID-19 is one Ohio summer. Where it's just humid as fuck.
Yeah.
Because it can't reproduce in those circumstances. So we know that soap kills it. Washer and dryer kill it.
Sunlight kills it.
Heat and humidity kills it. Yeah. Time kills it. Like, it's not. Don't worry about the virus. You're going to be fine. I'm still alive.
Worry about what the government's doing to us or is planning on doing to us right now. I mean, with the amount of military force that they've got patrolling right now, they've locked us down. You know, I've heard stories already of people getting pulled over and police asking, what state your business, what you're doing, why are you out?
Get fucked. yeah. is an appropriate response.
You know, you could always tell them what those two cool lawyers tell you. I'm not going to talk about my day.
Yeah. Am I free to go? Or am I being detained?
I'm not going to answer any questions. I
invoke my right to the Fifth. And then you shut the fuck up.
Then you shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up Friday.
If they ask you to get out of the car, get out of the car.
They did a video today, too, where it was not only shut the fuck up, but it was stay the fuck inside.
Yeah, right. Now, let me ask you a question. Not to sidetrack, but like I said, everything is about COVID right now.
Every bit.
How do you feel? Like, I saw something earlier. I haven't commented on it yet because I saw it and I wanted to think about it and mull over it before I made a response to it.
Yeah.
But someone had made a comment that said that right now, if you pay rent, you should not be paying rent.
Well, like, I mean,
you need to buy supplies because here's the thing. To forcefully, and this is true, to forcefully evict somebody requires them to file a petition in civil court.
They said that they've stopped all mortgages, the requirement for mortgages and some lender payments. And then they've also, they're not going to foreclose or evict anyone for a certain period of time.
So, that being said, if you feel like your money needs to go towards something more important.
Feed your family.
Yeah. And then, but then the person I saw the comment about, he made a comment saying, well, the landlord needs to feed his family too.
Well, the landlord's not doesn't have to pay rent either, is the thing.
Yeah.
You're paying his mortgage via your rent.
So the landlord should be
shutting the fuck up.
Shutting the fuck up for a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what I think anyway.
I wanted to see how you felt about it because, you know, I do believe in private property and things like that. But yeah, I feel like that in times of crisis, it is no time to be a bureaucrat or and hide behind your bureaucracy. To hide your immorality.
I'm not going
to
watch my kids starve if it comes down between mortgage payment and food.
I mean, I saw something just this morning, just down the way here, down the road on 127, where the local water department down there was turning off people's water.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, are you serious? Mm. Like, you're going to sweat this right now?
Didn't we already get notification from the power company or the utilities?
Utilities that they're not supposed to be shutting off anything right now.
These small towns do whatever the fuck they want, though.
Well, see, that's the thing about living in a small town, though. Small security. You know, you can always do the right thing. All you need is a good old-fashioned socket driver. And, you know, you could fashion yourself your own water key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Turn that bad boy back on.
Guess what? Free water.
Yeah, for real. I mean, I don't like to advocate people breaking the law, but I also don't advocate people being cocksuckers either.
I'm not a big fan of words on paper anyway.
Yeah.
Laws.
I get you. But
who are you harming?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I do think that it's weird to me the way they're doing these tests, and I only know from watching the news. It's like they want it to seem like a massive spike because for the longest time they weren't testing anybody. Now they're doing tests, and they're like, oh my God, look at how fast it's rising. But then here in Ohio, you and I have known two people that are sick as fuck right now with high fevers, all the shit. And when they went to get tested, they were like, ah, no, you're just stay in your house. We're not going to test you.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? What's that about?
Yeah. Well, apparently New York is leading the herd. Yeah, they're leading the pack.
Of course they are. It's America's Wuhan.
I don't know what the fuck they're doing in New York City, but somebody's licking the doorknobs again.
No, it's motherfucker.
Somebody needs to chill it. On licking doorknobs.
Are they literally licking doorknobs?
I don't know, man. Or handrails, because they got too many cases. Too many fucking cases.
There's so many goddamn people there, and they're so packed in and fucking...
Well, yeah. Nobody should be surprised on each other. That basically, as far as I'm concerned, in the grand scheme of things, New York City is like the Rome of our time, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's not the capital of our country, and I think it's the true capital of the country, right? Mm. I mean, if you think of it in being the bankers being controlling everything and everything, all of our financial centers are in New York City.
It is the largest American city closest to Israel.
True.
Just saying.
I'm not going to say anything else. I was about to say something, but then I was like, nope. No, not going to get banned today.
Not today.
Almost had me.
Almost.
But the thing is, it's like, of course they're going to have the highest amount of cases. The highest concentration of people in the country is in New York City.
Just to Tarantino around as we do.
Mm-hmm.
I was having a conversation with DC Dets, DETS on Instagram, Memetastic, or El Presidente for those of you who know. And we were talking about this, like one of the possibilities that they might have, or they might be doing all this for, is... Like, they know something catastrophic is about to happen, whether it be an asteroid, Yellowstone, national emergency via, like, I don't know, Chinese invasion? Because you got National Guard out everywhere. You got army out everywhere, supposedly on the East Coast. What if it is an invasion? Man. China, fucking Yellowstone. That honestly to me makes more sense than we're doing this to save lives from COVID-19. Really?
Would make sense.
What? How many people die from smoking cigarettes or drinking alcohol or fucking driving a car?
Yeah.
Or laying on the ground while a cow steps on you?
Yeah.
I don't see the National Guard out shooting cows. I mean, I'm sure they'd love to. They're kind of like dogs in a way. You know how they love shooting dogs.
Well, that's the coppers.
A lot of them come back to be cops.
It's the coppers. They like to shoot the doggos.
Order followers like to shoot dogs.
Well, what was it? El Presidente. You just said his name.
It's the same one. We called him El Presidente because at the time he was the president of that organization.
Okay, so he said the other day that
20 to 30 a day.
Yeah. I don't know where he got that from, but supposedly cops kill 20 to 30 dogs every day.
Just in the U.S.
It scares me. You know why it scares me?
Because you have dogs.
I have three dogs. And you saw the reaction that that little pup. So, yeah, I got a puppy, a little Shar Pei puppy here last week. Because I love Shar Peis. You know, and Shar Peis are guard dogs. So when they meet somebody new, you got to kind of ease them into it. Because as soon as he came in to do the show tonight, she's sitting on my lap and she's like, whoa. And mind you, this thing weighs like probably 5 pounds.
Yeah. It's like a 5 pound scrotum.
Yeah.
It's very wrinkly.
Very wrinkly. Little tiny baby, right?
Fat little paws.
And it starts growling. And I'm like, chill out, dude. She's a little toughy. She did it to me the other night when I came in from the front of the house.
Bring it in, so I'll fucking kill you with my pupper teeth.
Yeah. So, it scares me because I don't, like, I'll play in somebody's blood if they kill my dogs.
Yeah. They're like your babies.
And it's like, you know, it's like even like the bigger, like Ziggy, right? He's a big fucking goofy bastard.
Yeah.
Husky boxer mix. You know, he's super nice, and he's, like, he's really excitable, though. So, like, he'll jump up on fences and do stuff like that, and he's the one I'm scared the most of. Because he'll run up to you and act like, you know, he might act tough, but he's just wanting to get pets.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's the one that's going to get shot, and then I'm going to have to shoot somebody.
It's going to be a bad day for an order follower in that scenario.
True.
Troll.
But... let's see. Let me see if I find anything else real quick. Like I said, everything revolves around COVID.
If you want to know about my personal health health regimen, I'm doing 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day.
There you go.
Trying to get some magnesium in there as well because they work in conjunction. And you don't want to run out of magnesium. It's a bad time. Also, a quarter teaspoon of sodium ascorbate, vitamin C. Go. Hydrate, wash my motherfucking hands, opening doors, not with my mouth.
Yeah, definitely be washing your hands, everybody. You know?
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be worried. I'm not worried about the virus. It's interesting, too. One of the things, that did you see the other group chat we're in via text? Our buddy, I don't remember if we've got a name for him or not, but he works at Humana. And he said they had to start locking up the hydroxychloroquine in the box where they put all the narcotics because they were afraid of people stealing it.
Well, I also saw that, and just a FYI out to you, all you people out there, do not buy fish tank cleaner and think that's going to cure your COVID-19 from it.
Don't do it. But the treatment for this that the South Koreans have found is that you take this hydroxychloroquine or whatever the fuck it's called. It's a type of pharmaceutical similar to quinine you could find in tonic water.
Yeah.
But it basically allows your cell membrane to pass zinc through it, and then zinc gets in there and stops the virus from replicating.
Nice.
So it's also an anti-parasite drug. So an anti-parasite drug is killing a virus. They're also saying that Z-Pak, an antibiotic, is the other part of that treatment. So an anti-parasite and an antibiotic for a virus, I don't think so.
Well, you see, the thing is yeah, they said that the combo hitter they've been using is that, I can't pronounce the name. It's that one you just said.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Chloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine. Oh my God.
Goddamn pop-ups.
hydroxychloroquine, zinc sulfate, and then there was
Z-Pak.
Z-Pak. Apparently, it was the combo hitter that was fucking knocking this out.
I don't know.
Strange combo.
But I wouldn't worry about that. I'd be more worried about what's going to happen when the economy collapses. What's going to happen when, you know, we hit the next largest Greater Depression. Because a million people died of starvation in the last one, and we were a 90% agrarian, 10% urban society. Now those numbers have flipped. We're 10% agrarian or less, and 90% urban. So I'd be more concerned about that.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely coming.
I mean, you got to factor in a few things with that. I mean, I know it's a lot different now, but factor in modern farm equipment and things like that. I mean, those have changed things. I mean, back in the day, even with like a farm like my grandma's, you would have to have a couple hands to help you, you know, work the soil and turn the land.
I'm going to leave that one alone. My brain was going.
Okay. You know, 150 years ago, you know,
yeah,
100 years ago even. You would need a horde of... Yeah, I know where you're going with that. I just got it.
Farm equipment.
No, you know, fully paid farm hands.
Not sharecropping.
I'm not talking about, you know, what do they call it? Antebellum era.
Indentured servitude.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I mean, that did happen, and they did use it to... But it's the same principle, right? It required more hands to work the land at one point in time.
Just saying.
I didn't even mean for that to rhyme, you know?
That was good, though. You're like a rapper. You're like a SoundCloud rapper.
Right. Oh, thank you.
OG Coot. What was it? Who was the rapper that stole your name? Fucking, something to do with Devil's Lettuce, I believe. Jazz Cabbage.
Oh, my God. What was his name? I wish I remember that because that was a good joke, too.
It was a long time ago. It was when we were sitting over there. Still right here.
It was. It was like, fuck, what's his name? Now I can't think of it. Oh, that's going to kill me now.
Yeah.
Anybody want to go through the back catalog and find that audio? Please, please tell me. Because for the life of me, I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm just going to Google this. I can't. It's going to drive me insane.
Something about smoking a lot of that.
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef, yeah. There you go. You're like Chief a SoundCloud rapper, 2020 Chief Keef.
There we go. I like
TM,
that.
TM.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then somebody else took my other rap name, and that was Bad Barbie.
Bad Bobby.
Bad Bobby. You know, you gotta say it with that New England accent.
Yeah.
But other than that, I really don't think there's anything else we need to talk about.
Nope. Just think about what type of freedom you're gonna buy with that fucking stolen money that you're gonna get here in a little while. Maybe I would recommend, you know, food, firearms, lead, silver, precious metals.
Yeah. Those are the things I would go for as well.
Think about what you'll need when the economy collapses and the dollar won't buy you anything because it's useless. And as my grandpa told me, even if you had money during the Great Depression, it didn't matter because they couldn't spend it anywhere.
Well, yeah, I tell you, I might just buy a whole kilogram of silver.
Kilo.
Yeah. Kilo of silver. You know, because I was looking through...
The fuck are you going to buy with a kilo of silver? You're going to try and shave that motherfucker off because you're going to need it for a mule.
I'm going to... Now, listen. I'm going to probably buy a manservant with a kilo of silver. You know, because think about Mad Max shit, right?
You can say boy slave. It's fine.
I'm going to need a man who is boyish to wear assless chaps and rock a mohawk for me while he wears a collar and a chain connected to me to do my bidding.
Yeah.
You know, do my light work, if you will.
And warm your belly.
We all need belly warmers.
You. It smells like poop in here. There's a full stack of toilet paper, so I know it's not your asshole. It's your pee-pee.
But yeah, because I think I said it the other day, we were looking through the silver indexes, and I was like, oh, a kilogram of silver. I was like, can you imagine what you could buy with that in the apocalypse?
Well, you know, Wheel, what's happening to COVID? You need to send me that one website you're telling me about where it gives you, like, the best prices.
I will. But I think that about wraps it up for the show. We'd like to thank you all for listening. We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope you're staying healthy out there.
Yeah.
Staying safe.
Yeah, staying safe while the government makes you stay at home. We hope a lot of you out there who, you know, might have lost your jobs over this are doing all right.
Learn to code.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I get it.
But, you know, we hope you guys are generally doing all right out there. You know, we're trying to hang on. We're going to keep doing the show. Someone asked us that the other day. They said, It's Bones and Tubbs Central.
Of course it is.
And I was like, God damn right it is.
Eat a dick. Until they turn the internet off on the first for 10 days. 10 days of darkness. Google it.
Yeah, then we're going to have to get on shortwave.
I did buy a shortwave radio.
Well, there we go.
But I can't.
Like, oh, we can't broadcast off
it. It's just to listen to.
Oh, we'll have to get a ham radio or something.
Go ham on the ham radio.
Yeah, we'll give you those digits when we get the ham radio so you can tune in.
We could also just do like a conference call.
Yeah.
Flood us with your phone numbers. To yeah. bonesandtubs@gmail.com. Also, keep in mind, they're going to bog the internet down to bring about 5G, probably.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Exactly. But you can get a hold of us on Instagram.
Instagram.com/bonesandtubs.
You can also get a hold of us on Gmail, like you just said.
Bonesandtubs@gmail.com.
You could also get... we've had a couple people contact us on Facebook.
Facebook.com.
You know, we don't prefer it, but
it's just okay. So hard to use.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, you could always, I know these are hard times.
Tumultuous times.
So I'm not expecting anything. But if you wanted to throw a dollar the Bones and Tubs way.
You could do it at patreon.com/bonesandtubs. Bones and Tubs on PayPal, Cash App, and Venmo.
And show us the love, you know. But I understand times are tough right now. So
yeah.
But because the thing is, we'll keep doing the show regardless. But
just share it. That's all I want you to do. Share it with your friends.
Share the love. You know, you got a lot of downtime right now.
Yeah.
You know, you could be sharing those links to your family. You
could download friends. Them before they turn the internet off.
Because, you know, what sounded crazy to them a year ago when it came to what we talk about and what we do over here on this show is becoming reality.
Unfortunately, I would not say share it in hopes of waking people up, because whether or not you wake someone up now doesn't matter, because they're about to get woken up forcefully.
Yeah.
They don't have a choice anymore.
Well, and that's the problem, is a lot of these people don't realize is that it's too late now, really. I mean, I hate to be that dismal about it, but...
Nah, it is what it is.
But, all right, so we'd like to thank you for listening to the show. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you stay safe and have a good week. And between now and again, you know, stay healthy.
We love you.
We really do.
They got a billion in the ceiling, and a billion in the office, a billion in their bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. They got a billion in the ceiling, and a billion in the office, billions in the bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. They spend a million just to eat, and it costs half for a seat, and they'll charge 50 grand an hour if you want them to speak. They got what you wish you had, but what they got in the bag ain't really worth nothing at all. But they got your mom and dad believing in the system and buying it all the time. And I feel bad for us all, cause it's really just a crime. See, JP Morgan Chase and the heads of some banks, they met down at Jekyll Island just to privatize the banks. They took control, the books are closed. We can't look, no one knows what they're doing, what they're making. They just say, hey, we're banking banksters and gangsters. That's what I'm yelling. They own your reality and control your salary. They got a billion in the ceiling, and a billion in the office, a billion in their bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. They got a billion in the ceiling, and a billion in the office, billions in the bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. I said the money is a weapon that funds a regression, and the laws are imposing that leaves a good person broken, left down on bed and ease, stressed to begging to be free. It's worldwide at a side, every town and overseas. Those who were owned by those who sit on a throne, and they build it all to watch it fall, just like Rome. And they know it and they feed it, so we'll read it and believe it. Them headlines full of doubt, so we'll bail them out. Yeah, the more they print, the less it's worth, but they won't ever feel the hurt. But I bet you do when you walk up to and have to pay the clerk. Yeah, they say they're saving the world and all these nations, but it's really all controlled to explode through inflation. They got a billion in the ceiling, and a billion in the office, a billion in the bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. They got a billion in the ceiling and a billion in the office, billions in the bedroom, and it's locked in the closet. See, it ain't a problem to control who makes a profit when you're the ones cutting all the holes in our pockets. Yeah.